but I cannot see him either as Mrs. Fuller's disappeared son, or as a mere composite representative of youth. I know that this second figure on the plinth is none other than myself. And how do I know? Because he holds himself in the very posture in which that now distant summer night I received Hans's love. Publication note. The sculpture still stands in the Royal Gardens, Dengate, Kent. Martin Bridges' will specified that after his death, the memoir he had written, accounting for the work, should be bequeathed in perpetuity to the Dengate Museum, which has accordingly held it since 1946. Martin Bridges' grandson, the art historian and Thorvaldsen expert Horace Bridges, 1922-2003, gave the work its present title. Historical note. W.T. William Thomas Stead, 1849-1912, was an influential British editor and pioneer of investigative journalism, the new journalism, in Matthew Arnold's famous phrase. The Pall Mall Gazette, under his innovative editorship, was to the fore in exposing hypocrisy and injustices in British society, and a series of articles in 1885, the main year of this novel, all fearless, well-researched, and morally principled, shocked the reading public with its exposure of sexual exploitation of girls and young women. Stead, in his working life, was connected with many leading figures, including politicians from William Gladstone to Cecil Rhodes. In the early 1890s, he also espoused the cause of spiritualism. He died on the RMS Titanic, bound for a peace conference in the United States at the invitation of President Taft. The story of Hans Lyngstrand appears in Frøen fra Havet, The Lady from the Sea, 1888, by Henrik Ibsen, 1828-1906. The first English translation of the play was that by Eleanor Marks Eveling, 1890, used for the play's first performance in May 1891, in the very circumstances described in this novel. A good modern translation of The Lady from the Sea is that for the new Penguin Ibsen, editor Tore Rem, Volume 3, Penguin Books, 2019, by Deborah Dorkin and Eric Skugrik. For the most acclaimed recent life of Ibsen, readers are referred to Henrik Ibsen, The Man and the Mask, by Ivo de Figueiredo, translated by Robert Ferguson, Yale University Press, 2019. For a discussion of the play's character Hans Lyngstrand and its...